Hi, this is Allison, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. But first, I want to remind you that on March 3rd, I've got my Get Organized class coming up. This is all online, and if you have messy piles or if you need to get your art inventory in shape, this might just be the class for you. We focus on really cleaning out for spring and making room for things that are important. So check that out at artbizcoach.com/classes. It's got to be something in the air. Pricing art has been on the minds of several of my clients in the last few weeks. Almost all of them are interested in raising their prices, and almost all of them should raise their prices. But let me be clear on this. Raising prices isn't something I take lightly or recommend frequently. In fact, just a few weeks ago, I was at an exhibit and was astounded, aghast at the high prices on one emerging artist's work. Increasing your prices happens only after you've taken into account a number of factors. Here are six to consider today. 1. You did the math and it just didn't add up. You finally sat down with a pencil and paper and figured out that you're paying yourself $1.50 an hour. Stop that! 2. You compared apples to apples and yours is the rotten one. When you compare prices, look for artists who are similar in style, sizes, and medium, and who are at a comparable point in their careers. This is really important. Also, and this is another thing that is often overlooked, make sure that their art is actually selling. Prices don't mean a thing if the work hasn't been selling. If you go through this exercise and find out that your art is the cheapest, consider it a wake-up call. Being the cheapest is not necessarily a good thing. 3. You can't keep up with the demand for your art. Hello! If you can't make enough work to fulfill commissions and orders and maintain inventory to show at galleries or art festivals, you need to raise your prices. It's the law of supply and demand. Hey, I remember something from my econ classes. 4. You discover uneven prices. If you look at one of your price sheets and notice that there isn't enough difference between two sizes or two disparate media, consider raising the prices of those that seem too low. 5. You have work or have added work that requires more effort. Some artists have art that they consider easier. It's faster to make and it might even be formulaic. These are on the low end of your pricing scale. Then there might be another line that requires much more research and attention to detail. You would charge more for this work. Ditto for commissions. Whenever a project requires that you create sketches, maquettes, or make a client happy, charge more. Finally, the sixth thing to consider when you're thinking about raising your prices is your mood. You feel dejected. You know you aren't getting paid for what your art is worth. You have earned your stripes selling art over all these years, and you're tired of hearing how affordable the work is. It turns your stomach to sell your art so cheaply. When you no longer enjoy making or selling art, it's time to make changes. Final word, pricing is one of the most difficult decisions for artists to make. I get that. While raising prices in tough economic times seems counterintuitive, you always want to be sure you're being paid what you're worth. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield. And if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com to subscribe to the weekly Art Marketing Action newsletter, an email version of this podcast.